Welcome to the 60 Stories podcast, where we'll be catching up with some of the people we've been talking to for our online articles celebrating the 60th anniversary of the University of Essex.
My name is James Fayumu. I'm from Samoa, a small island in the South Pacific, population of just less than 200,000. I was born and bred there. Coming to Essex was through a scholarship program that I applied for, and the scholarship is called Chevening Scholarship, and it's actually a UK government-funded scholarship under the Foreign Commonwealth Development Office. And yeah, they recruit every year, and they offer scholarships to more than 160 countries, including Samoa. Very competitive initiative, and I'm just so fortunate enough to make it through the recruitment process and getting the opportunity to come to Essex. Ultimately, I chose Essex because of the sustainability side of the EBS, as well as there were many professors and, I guess, lecturers that really drew my interest in furthering my understanding in sustainability, especially in accounting. So my job previously before coming to the UK was, I was a finance and technical officer for the Pacific Secretariat Office for Natural Resources and the Environment. And part of my role was basically, it was heavily on finances, as well as, providing support in terms of secretarial and managerial for the project team. It was basically working with genetic resources as well as traditional knowledge, providing ways on how to safeguard those in the Pacific and giving the benefits, whatever benefits that will be driven out of that, back to the rightful owners of these resources. So it was basically just working a lot with grassroots level as well as local communities to, you know, just to raise awareness on the importance of safeguarding those resources and, you know, developing more sustainable practices and how to take care of them, really. So the aim is, I want to go back and, you know, still work in that capacity. But if not, I would love to, provide my expertise, especially in accounting and reporting, to help with the climate change fight that we have back in the Pacific, because this is a very urgent matter nowadays, and it's a huge crisis back in the Pacific. And I would love to be involved in any of that space. And I know accounting is not mostly affiliated with environmental issues, because when we think about accounting, we only think about money. But I guess we do come in terms of reporting and, you know, providing the statistics on what's happening. The area of sustainability reporting is quite niche in the Pacific, still very new, but it's not anything new in the bigger countries like the UK. So I'd like to take whatever I've learned now in terms of sustainable reporting and take it back to the Pacific and encourage that sort of reporting in local businesses as well as across the region, to really report on, you know, things like environmental influences from businesses in the area, to really raise awareness and provide, you know, that information that's needed, especially in terms of the fight against climate change and biodiversity loss, to name a few. Part of the sustainable reporting in the accounting space is also focusing on social issues. I think that's the aspect of where we can be more inclusive in our approach as accountants, to consider sustainable practices that are already happening in local Indigenous communities and really drive that agenda, and, you know, making that information available for everyone to access and learn from. And I think that's the importance of where reporting comes in, and, you know, documenting everything that needs to be documented. And, you know, in the bigger picture, be able to, you know, help inform decisions of politicians and, you know, government leaders that are at the forefront, especially when representing small island developing states to international forums like COP, as well as other big meetings that happen across the world. Throughout my year, I've had many experiences, really. I wasn't just stuck in the classroom or the library. And considering that it's a one-year master's, it's very intense. You are expected to be on top of your game to get through with your readings and assignments as they do. But to me, I think this was my second chance to experience university again. And I really wanted to not just limit myself and just really be engaging and involved. So I worked as a student ambassador, as well as being involved, really, and traveling. I've done heaps of traveling, but I've also been part of different initiatives across the university, like volunteering, as well as being part of the SU. And also also the biggest things that I've done since being at university is being selected for a fully funded 2-week summer school, in which I did sustainable practices summer school, and that was 2 weeks. And by the end of that, we were awarded certificates, so I really added on to my CV as well. So yeah, it was like many things that it really just comes down to being involved and just not, you know, stressing over, like, you know, just studying, but having fun along the way, really.